I believe, and this really is a message to the president, that we need to support labor nationally. That if you really want to improve this economy, it's really about supporting labor and respecting their right to organize and respecting who they are, the men and women who have made this country great. And so I really want to thank labor. I also, again, want to congratulate Governor Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul on their victories. And, of course, and everyone else who supported us with their time and their donations and their endorsements because they believed in our historic campaign. Tonight, we write a new chapter in the history of generations of New Yorkers who have been treated differently simply because of their gender, because of the color of their skin, because the language they speak, and the God that they pray to, and the people that they love, or the zip code they come from. Tonight, we are one step closer to having the first woman and the first woman of color elected Attorney General of New York State. And I am dedicating this victory to every little girl who has been told that she cannot change the world. Every little girl who's been told to get back. Every little girl who's been told, no, you've got to stay in your lane and stay in your corner and stay in your neighborhood. Every little girl who unfortunately has been discounted. And every little girl who has consistently and repeatedly overachieved. To all those little girls out there, I believe in you. So today, little girls, you stand up, you face the television, and you say, that's me. And to every mother, who sacrificed everything to give her child a better life in America. To every parent who has been illegally separated from their child. There's a champion. There's someone who is going to stand up for all of you, because separating children from their parents is not American and is not part of our values. And this Attorney General will challenge that illegal policy. And I want to make a, if I may have your attention, I want to make a special dedication. And I don't know if Assemblymember Michael Blake is here, but I want to give a special recognition to that 87-year-old woman, Edith Conyer, who he escorted to the polls today. She came from South Carolina, and she had to take a literacy test in South Carolina, and she failed. But she's been voting in every election since then, and today she came out with a walker to vote for Letitia James. I also dedicate this to, I know I saw him, Wayne Williams, who brought his 92-year-old grandmother to vote. A 92-year-old grandmother who's seen the darkest of times in America and who recalls a time when African Americans were treated like second-class citizens and they were denied their humanity. And she, too, has not missed one vote, not missed one election. And so I dedicate this victory to those two brave souls whose shoulders I stand on. And so with their vote, the people of the state of New York have sent a message today that the politics of the past will no longer be allowed. And today, I joined the army of Democrats across the country, like Ayanna Pressley in Boston, and Andrew Gilliam in Florida, and Rashida Tlaib in Detroit, and Stacey Abrams in Georgia, and right here in New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Today we are launching a new era for the Democratic Party. And today, New Yorkers stepped up and they have redefined what it means to be a Democrat. And voters have recognized that leadership with bold ideas and independence and integrity are the order of the day. And we know this is a movement and not just a moment. And our nation is at a pivotal moment in history, and we are careening towards chaos and confusion. And when we have a president who is basically leading an assault on the Constitution and challenging some of our most basic values, tonight we send the message that no one is above the law, and no one is above the law. No one. And while tonight was an incredible victory, we cannot lose sight of what is ahead of us. November, that's right. And so the next 2 months, my friends, will be just as important as the last three, because we now face an opponent who voted for Donald Trump, who doesn't share our values, and now is not the time for a Trump supporter to be in the office of Attorney General. We need an Attorney General who will go after corruption in Albany and on Wall Street, an Attorney General who will fight environmental pollution from Buffalo to Brentwood, and an Attorney General who will go to the mall, to the max, against gun manufacturers and the NRA. I've been training for this fight my entire life. And let me be clear, I am only here because of those who came before me. And I'm here because of Barbara Jordan. And I am here, yes, because of Shirley Chisholm. And so I'm here, obviously, in the tradition of so many individuals, like Justice Sonia Sotomayor, whose ascension, yes, she's from the Bronx, whose ascension to the nation's highest court as the first Latina was long overdue. And Geraldine Ferrara. And yes, Hillary Clinton. And so make no mistake, we are in the middle of a fight to save our democracy. And so let's party tonight. And then we've got some work to do tomorrow. And let us all work together to challenge this president and to stand up for what's right in our country. And stand up for dreamers and stand up for all of those right now who are afraid of government. But I want all of them to know that you're going to have a friend in the office of Attorney General. I thank you all. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to, before you, let me, I particularly want to thank all of the men and women of faith that are here this evening. I thank them so much. That is so important. I really, really support you, and I thank you for demonstrating your power.